Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks City Council considers a resolution tonight in support of redeveloping the site of the derelict Polaris Hotel. The measure, sponsored by council members David Pruse and June Rogers, states the city's intention to apply for federal funding next year for cleanup and demolition of the long-shuttered downtown high-rise, which contains asbestos and has heavy mold damage. The city-owned property is being eyed for an arts center. The council meets tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. Clearing skies have brought the coldest temperature so far this fall to the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg says the chilliest readings this morning were registered in the Denali and Delta Junction areas.
With the lowest temperature right now down near Donnelly Dome, around 7 below.
Denali National Park also reported a sub-zero temperature this morning with a 4 below reading. Berg says snow cover in areas south of Fairbanks is helping to cool temperatures.
Areas that got really good snow cover start from about Nanana south along the Parks Highway and then down over the flats south of Fairbanks and southeast of, say, Eielson or Salcha.
Some locations piled up about a foot of snow late last week. Clear and cold conditions are expected to prevail through much of this week across the region. Alaska Native peoples from around the state are gathering in Fairbanks this week as the annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention is happening Thursday through Saturday at the Carlson Center. The convention is preceded by the First Alaskans Institute Elders and Youth Conference, which started yesterday. The conference theme is Language is Our Superpower. Today's agenda includes a panel discussion on Indigenous knowledge in children's television, a poetry performance presentation, and Alaska Natives Got Talent auditions. Alaskans are reporting illegal robocalls from numbers with a 907 area code. The Attorney General's Consumer Protection Office says they're recording fraud attempts daily from scammers impersonating federal agencies. KUAC's Robin reports.
In Fairbanks, residents report they are getting Chinese language calls from scammers pretending to be from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Assistant Attorney General John Haley says scammers also pretend to be calling from the IRS, from Medicare, and from the Social Security Administration.
And we're getting calls, I would say maybe twice a week in our office, from Alaskans complaining about Social Security scam calls they're getting.
Haley says small businesses get fake calls impersonating companies like Google or Yelp, claiming they can move the business to the top of a search engine list if you just wire them some money. It's not just Alaska, of course. These scams are a big problem nationwide. The Federal Trade Commission is trying to track the damage done across the country to victims that get caught up in the fraud.
It was $17 million worth of losses from people who were victims of these calls last year.
That was $17 billion with a B, and that's just the ones reported to the FTC. Haley says Alaskans are easy prey because of the tricks and technology that scammers use.
You'll get a call from a local area code, like a 907 area code, or sometimes it's even your caller ID will even say Social Security Administration.
Haley says the calls actually originate from outside the country and are bounced through networks to look local. Once the scammers reach a voicemail or answering machine, they leave fearful messages.
You might be threatened that if you don't respond, that your bank account will be frozen or that you'll be cut off from Social Security or that even you'll be arrested, that an arrest warrant will go out for you. So something really scary.
And here are the red flags. Scammers will ask for personal information, like birth dates or account numbers, which they can use to steal from you or impersonate you to steal from others. Sometimes scammers convince victims to wire them money or pay in bitcoins. Haley says government agencies and banks won't call you and ask for personal information because they already know who you are. Late this summer, some state attorneys general developed a layer of protection with 12 phone companies. They've come up with a cooperative plan to block fraud from robocalls. They're working on technology to verify that callers are coming from a valid source. They're monitoring their networks for robocall traffic. They're working with law enforcement, including state attorneys general, to trace the origins of illegal robocalls. In the meantime, Haley reminds Alaskans to be suspicious when they get a threatening call, even if it's from a 907 area code. If you get a message demanding information, you can report it to the Alaska Attorney General's Consumer Protection Office. There's a form on their website for reporting scams. If you feel the call might be legitimate, you can get information and call them back.
you can ask that person on the phone, what's their name, who exactly do they work for, what department do they work in, what's their email address, their phone number, collect as much of that information you can, tell them you'll call back, hang up.
Then call back the agency with their real published customer service phone number. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Trail improvements are being considered in the Rosie Creek area west of Fairbanks, according to the State Division of Forestry. A federal grant is being applied for to improve a 7-mile loop trail in the Tanana Valley State Forest. The project includes a trailhead, road upgrades, and new signs along a recreational trail through an area burned by a 1983 wildfire where forest research is conducted. Forestry roads in the area are already used as trails for recreation, but the state says the project would make it easier and safer for people to access the trails as well as highlight forest management activities. A meeting about the project's being held tonight from 7 to 8 at the Potter Road Fire Station. State Forestry is taking comments about the proposed trail project until November 4th. I'm Dan Bross.